Eli Young Band on Bear Country 95.3 at 7:51. And right now, 56 degrees here in Greenfield. Cloudy skies here in Greenfield. We do expect a shower or two today. And a temperature of 72 degrees. That'll be our high temperature today. Mick is here from Montague Webworks. And we've got a Montague Webworks website of the week. But before we get to the website, I want to do a little review of the Mutton and Mead Festival, which I understand was a huge success this past weekend.
Good then to the Sir Kevin. Yes, it was a great success.
Now, I did not make it either Saturday or Sunday. Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Tell me about the jousting, because that was one event that I really wanted to see. I wanted to see those gigantic horses and some jousting happening.
Well, they had the four horses out there with a spare one, and they're raging back and forth at each other, and they got the giant lances and knocking each other, trying to knock each other off.
And what, was anybody successful?
Yeah, well, this year they didn't actually push anybody off the horses. They were trying to knock the things off of their helmets. That was the contest.
Yeah, but if you miss the helmet, you hit the
melon. Right in the face.
Ow!
And some of that did happen.
Was a Montague EMS standing by?
We had somebody nearby.
Oh, all right.
But there were other things going on. Sunday was a really hot day. We had a couple of people, need to be taken into the air conditioning and have some water. It was a beautiful day, but you have to drink water, people.
Sure, yeah. Keep hydrated. Yep. You had a little bit of rain coming through the area on Saturday. That could cool you off.
But. Yeah, it was good.
But overall, great event.
It didn't hurt attendance. We doubled pretty much everything from last year. It was 2 days, and twice as many people came.
How about some donations for the Food Bank of Western Mass?
We're still waiting to get the numbers, but they came with a van, and people, as they were coming into the front gate, they could hand the food in and get what we called Mutton and Mead cash, Mutton and Mead money.
Uh-huh.
And you get a little thing that would be your discount when you actually paid for your tickets, and the van was full to the door. So we're waiting to get
Great. Because they're probably going to weigh the van when they get back to the place, and you'll know exactly how many donations you had.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on another great event.
Thanks very much. Huzzah.
It's over. Yes. All right. So time to go online now.
Yes, time to go online. So one of the acts, Ed the Wizard, at the end of the day on Sunday, he'd been performing in the kids area, and he put a hat out and said it was a fundraiser, and he said, if anyone wants to throw a little bit of money in for the food bank or the Grange, I'll take it here. And he handed me this giant wad of $1 bills. It was about $50 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at all these dollar bills, and I remembered that there was a website where you can actually track where bills have been.
Oh, I've seen that stamp.
And yep, you may have seen it on a dollar bill, and it's called wheresgeorge.com.
And have you actually gone to those websites? Because I haven't.
It was a few years ago that I went for the first time and actually put in about, maybe 16 or bills that, I saw, and then I actually started writing in pen on it. And it's like, well, that's it takes a long time to do that. But some people actually buy a stamp, and they're really into it. And I think some guy's got like 5,000 or 6,000 individual bills over the course of like 5 or 6 years. Every single bill he gets, he stamps it, types it in, and sends it on its way.
Now you can go to the website wheresgeorge.com. I know that, but it's really no fun unless you have one of the dollar bills in front of you, right?
That's right. So you take the bill that you've got in front of you, and you type in that serial number, and it tells you if it's been tracked before, where it's been.
Hmm.
And typically, it'll be someplace near where you are, not like the next room, but like somewhere else in Franklin County or something.
Uh-huh.
And then, if you're lucky, it'll be a bill that, especially if it has a stamp on it, it'll be a bill that's been tracked by a lot of people. And one of the ones that I got actually started in Washington State, and they have a map with pins on it that shows you, bump, 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 bump.
See the track it took to here.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Wow, Washington State, that's far away. Hey.
And then people actually write comments what they did with it, like, I bought a quart of milk with this bill and stuff like that. Or this is the change that I got for buying a beer or whatever.
Yeah.
You can sort of get the story of money, which is, flows through our lives, and you don't think about it. It's just coming and going. But, you hand it to a vendor, or you hand it to a storekeeper, and then they hand it to someone else who goes to another shop and buys something else with it.
And the chain continues.
The chain continues. It's interesting to think how many people's hands touch a dollar bill in the years.
Well, sometimes disgusting.
Yeah, maybe. Depends.
I'm just going to say what everyone's thinking right now.
Cash is dirty. But
cash is dirty. Wash your hands, folks.
Cash is cool.
All right, wheresgeorge.com. You're right. That is a cool site, and I'm glad you brought that up this morning. Our Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick, of course, Montague Webworks, a part of our 30% store. Online at the Bear Country website, you'll find the link to our 30% store. and the certificates for Montague WebWorks. And you can use those certificates, say, if you want to create a new website, right, Mick?
That's right. You can come to me, and I'll help set you up either with a brand new website, or if you've got an existing one and you want to move it over to a system.
You want to soup it up.
You want to soup it up, make it look a little better, make it something that you can edit instead of waiting for your nephew or your webmaster or some, you know, you don't have a bottleneck anymore. You want to change something on your website, you just sit down and do it yourself. It's really easy.
Yeah, give it some horsepower.
That's right, and I'll hook you up.
All right, Mick, Montague WebWorks again. Save 30% store link at bear953.com.